And our last question comes from Stephen Chen with UBS.
Hi, thanks for squeezing me in. I had a question on wireless infrastructure. So I know that was down in the quarter. Was that broad-based softness in that business, or were there any pockets of positive demand? And also related to that, how would you characterize the current, I guess, level of rollout 4G and 4.5G overall? Like, are there any more greenfield or upgrade opportunities left around the world in the next couple of years? Thanks.
Yeah, so I guess in the quarter, you know, the macro base station and the backhaul were down for the quarter. Our small cell activity was up, you know, I think China is reasonably strong, and you know, our transceiver pipeline, by the way, across the board, not just in base station technology, but across the board, is continuing to build a nice pipeline of opportunity, and also we're converting the pipeline into decent revenue. I think we're still in the reasonably, I mean, 4G is going to be around for a long, long time to come. It's, you know, the largest part of the world, by the way, is still on 2, 2.5, and 3G networks. So 4G will have a long life ahead of it. And as I said, we'll be grinding out share gains there in an increasingly thinning atmosphere here, if you like, in terms of suppliers. 5G is on its way. As I said, we're in the earlier stages of helping our customers to architect 5G solutions, but I think it's going to be many, many years out yet. So I think it'll be, you know, I don't expect to see capital deployments from the carriers change an awful lot. So I think it'll be a slow and steady increase in the build-out of 4G I think that'll be the environment till we get to 5G and see another specific step function ramp here.